Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council, right here on Sports Byline.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 26 and a half minutes past the hour. Hour number two, of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide comes to you 2 hours on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours or 2 p.m. Eastern time. Or get this, from my folks in Honolulu, Hawaii, they get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. So, Leo, I want to give you props and thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, all you people, the fact you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and not doing something else in the world where you can be doing a million and more things, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And a little flip side to Aretha Franklin and Emmanuel Story telling me that somebody likes you is going to be at the fights tonight. Harold Smith said the same thing, and some gay dude named showed up by the name of Guy, and that was a little weird, and Harold knew he was messing with me. The bottom line is, it goes both ways. You are tuned to Ring Talk. I don't. That went both ways. You are tuned to Ring. Yeah, let me set that straight. Anyway, time to bring on boxing's PhD. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer. How's Sebastian doing? I think I heard him talking in the background there.
He's a little feisty right now. It's a lunchtime, so
okay.
But he's good.
I've had problems with Chinese heavyweights. I told you that story. Should Chinese heavyweights be arrested for impersonating fighters?
Well, maybe not just heavyweights, because you know we remember Top Rank's a golden boy, a parent that fizzled out fast, Zhu Ximing. The Big Bang Fang. I think that's his nickname.
Imagine this: you're 6 foot seven. Again, if I was 6 foot seven, I would have never lost a fight in my life.
Yeah, you'd have a big advantage of a lot of people. He looked great for the first two rounds, and then after the third round, it's like there's nothing left, and. They gave him a gift draw, you know, credit to Mr. Forrest, who kept, you know, plugging away. I like his team. Sean George, who's his trainer, a very good standout amateur fighter from New Jersey and a decent light heavyweight. Conditioning has to be something that must be addressed. I hope there's a rematch. Because, I mean, how do you go forward with, trying to convince the public that this guy's a legit heavyweight contender? You got to get a rematch. And he obviously has to impress, because last night it was not an impressive performance.
Oh, okay, I'm going to run something at you that an old-timer told me one time, okay? And maybe you can understand what I'm trying to say. You cannot make chicken soup out of chicken spit. And they usually say spit with an H.
So you're saying it is what it is. This guy...
You saw his peak last night. There will be no great metamorphosis for the Bing Bang, whatever you want to call him. No, there's no metamorphosis involved. He's done. Stick a fork in him. I mean, anybody that wants to fight him, put it this way. I think that if he'd have been getting cracked to the body by a 140-pound guy last night, he'd have wilted. He's just not that tough of a man. He doesn't have the mental strength, let alone the physical conditioning. He doesn't have the mental strength. I mean, they used to say that you fight like a sissy or something like that, but sissies fight better than that.
There's been a couple of standout good sissies, so you know, Emil Griffin.
Yeah, Emil Griffin,
and there's been, you know, allegedly Donald Curry. You know, so we can't paint all sissies with the same brush.
Do you know Eric Botcher, the matchmaker? He's a boxing writer as well. Anyway, he worked for Don King and America Presents and just about everybody. I think he's doing something for Top Rank right now. Anyway, he's very homophobic, because he's the most homophobic dude I ever met in my life. Okay, I met him when he was writer for the Gilroy Dispatch Editor in California. But we're together at the International Boxing Hall of Fame up in Canasota, New York, and Emil Griffith is standing next door to us in the room next door. Okay, the exact room next door. And Eric says something like, Emil's gay, right? And I said, man, he scared him. Something like blah blah. And he didn't say nothing. So anyway, he's in the bathtub. And this is in the days when we used to read the New York Post, New York Daily News, New York Times, Newsday, all that kind of good stuff, had all the newspapers. So he's reading newspapers in the bathroom, and he heard somebody knock on the door. Well, it was the maid. The maid was asking me if she can come in and clean the room. And I said, no, right now. So he said, hey, who was at the door? I said, it's Emil. He's coming in to talk to you. Anyway, boom, you hear all this noise like a riot going on in the bathroom. Bam, water. Anyway, He opens up the door. He's got a towel wrapped around him, okay, in his a bathroom and a towel wrapped around him. He's furious, isn't it? There's more water on the floor than there was in the bathtub, and there was no Emil Griffith. That's how homophobic Eric was. Scared to death of a gay guy.
Normally the guys that are the most homophobic tend to be...
Are the wide receivers.
Yeah. You know, whenever you hear like a dude just homophobic and over-the-top gay bashing, he might be self-hating.
Good point.
But anyway.
So what's on your mind, Mr. PhD? This is a rare Sunday appearance for you. Of course, Socrates Palmer, our boxing PhD, is usually the star of the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. There are two editions, live on WBC-TV. Of course, that's twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Of course, live on Ring Talk Radio, which is live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM Satellite, like 1,000 other internet platforms, both live and delayed. But he's the star of the Saturday show. This is the Sunday show, and I wanted to pick your brain. What's on your mind?
Well, we got to talk about what happened last night, or therefore what didn't happen last night. You know, Canelo Alvarez, it was a nice showcase. You know, you kind of expect the guy and Yildirim, who's going to receive his career high payday, to give some sort of an effort to win the fight. But he didn't get that.
He was so scared and frightened sitting there on the, I've questioned people that have been scared, that have been, victims of violent crimes and this and that. I mean, that's what he looked like to me sitting on that stool, me in the police station interviewing some lady that was a victim of some sexual assault or violent crime. I mean, he was terrified.
I think there would have been a lot of other places he'd rather have been than in the ring in front of Canelo Alvarez last night. And credit to his promoter, you know, for saving him, you know, because it wasn't Joel Diaz who stopped the fight. That's the guy who I felt worse for, you know, Joel Diaz, who's had a pretty good career as a trainer. And then, you know, he got stuck with this stiff last night. Props to Emmett Owner for saving his man, to probably dust him off and fight him again in Europe, hopefully.
Yeah, but everybody has an Al Blue Lewis on their resume, or one or two. And when you're the pound-for-pound guy, I mean, here's what's up. You call this guy a stiff. I agree. Probably he was a stiff. But when you look at the fact he beat a guy with a belt the last time, he's going to fight Saunders with a belt the next time, he's going to fight three more times this year. I mean, what more do you want out of a boxing superstar? Jermell Charlo won't fight him. I mean, Jermell Charlo, I gave him all the letters for Canelo's name, and he couldn't spell it.
I agree. And listen, what last night was just a showcase, and I have no problem with Canelo taking a cupcake every once in a while, because his resume is, you know, beyond reproach. I mean, there's no fighter outside of Pacquiao, out of the active group, that has fought the caliber of fighters he's fought. So, and then right away, you know, Eddie Hearn, you know, to kind of rinse out the nasty stench in your mouth, he gives you the fight announcement of him and Billy Joe Saunders, which you hope it's going to be a much more competitive fight than you got last night, and it will be, because Billy Joe Saunders
The question I've got to ask you, the $64,000 question I've got to ask you about last night's broadcast on DAZN was there a little bit too much of Ryan Garcia with no socks?
Yeah, he had the Papi Chulo look down packed, the Gucci loafers, I'm sure, probably cost, you know, more than the Nikes that I have on right now, but, it was a little overkill, and there wasn't much substance, you know, it was just a lot of fluff. I mean, they talked about the Manny Pacquiao fight falling through, and
quite simply,
not one mention of the other contenders.
Quite simply, he was just shucking and jiving. I mean, that's all Ryan Garcia was doing last night, was like having some fun, being on TV, getting his name out there. Of course, all the girls like him, this and that. But he will have to fight Devin Haney or somebody 135 pounds. The Reynoso people want him to stay at 135 and forget Manny Pacquiao. Who is next for him? Make a prediction. Look into your crystal ball. Who's going to be next for him?
I would have to say either Haney or Linares. I probably think it's going to be Linares.
I don't want to hear Linares. I want to hear Haney. I want to see Haney. Listen, I want to see if Haney can fight. Haney talks a good game. Let's see if he can really fight. Anyway, go back to Sebastian. Go back to Mrs. Palmer. Give her my best. I take you away from her not once but twice this week. So thank her. Let me thank you to thank her for your time.
I appreciate it. The pleasure's mine. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday, sir.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you live on Twitch.tv. Sports Byline USA is the channel. We call it WBC TV. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, but by now you should know that.